You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guy on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that ass again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Thank you, Grandy. Thank you, Dibs. Thank you for allowing me to do my civic duty yesterday.
Yeah.
Can't stand missing shows. I hate it. I hate it.
So especially the big shows.
Yeah, come on, man. It's like it's the playoffs. Like, don't call me right now. Municipalities. But you got to do what you got to do. Let's get back on the horse. And so thrilled to talk to you today. Greg Cosell in exactly an hour. Steve Kerr at 5 o'clock. It's a big day. So super pumped to be here. And here's my observation for the day so far. This is like that thing we were just talking about. Bunch of people I've talked to today think the Niners have a better chance this weekend than they did last weekend, which doesn't make logical sense.
Yeah, I don't see it that way.
I don't either. But I understand where the concept comes from. And the concept comes from, you just watch the Niners play. You just watch them do something you didn't think they can do. And so now you think to yourself, why can't they do something that I don't think they can do again? And let me put it another way, and it's this. So on my way in today, some of my former colleagues at San Diego Sports 760 called and said, would you come on the show and talk about this Niner-Seahawk game? And one of the things they asked me, they're like, what, all these injuries, this crazy year, like, what was it like covering this team? And I said, you know, the only thing that was different about it is that the Niners kept winning football games, but there wasn't the same buzz. There wasn't the belief from the fans. So we even said it last week. I didn't feel like people had playoff fever.
Until Friday, I think it kind of kicked in, but
a little bit.
Still like not to the point you're talking
about.
Yeah,
you're excited about the game, sure. I didn't mean people aren't like going to watch the game or whatever, but there wasn't this like, hey, something special might be cooking. And then they won the game, and for me, that was the moment. It was the moment that a lot of us have been waiting for. It kicked in. It kicked in. And I've heard it ever since. I've heard it all week. I heard it all day on the other two shows. Playoff fever is here. People are talking about what if, could this be the season? Could they end up in the Super Bowl? And it still makes no logical sense, but whatever. You know what I mean? I think people are now suddenly willing to suspend that. Playoff fever is here, and that's why there are some who believe the Niners have a better chance this week than last.
Well, you look at this team, and you have the muscle memory of knowing that you beat them, and you beat them in the opener, yep. And Kittle didn't really play in that game either. He didn't even play a half, and you beat them, and you beat them up there. And as I mentioned to Grandy yesterday, they've won four straight games in Seattle. Now, none of those were playoff games, but some of these guys have the muscle memory of going there and winning, and it happened this year. So you've got that as a feather in your cap. And what I said in the crossover, I do believe about the whole idea of it's kind of momentum, because forget the game against Seattle in week 18 where they basically, they took you apart and it was not as close as the score would indicate, but you went to Philly and you won. And I think you go to this game and it isn't, oh, we're not going to win, so let's just go out there and try and let's just throw something at the wall and see what happens. But I do think when it comes to the nerves and the pucker factor, Seattle's in the spot. You're the one seed. First home game in 10 years. If the Niners lose the toss and get the ball and go down and score like they did against Philly, and Sammy D comes out trailing 7-0, and they go 3 and out, now their crowd's not going to give up like Philly's did,
but
there's a little shrinkage.
It's exactly what happened week one. It's exactly what happened week one. Niners went hot knife through butter 7-0. And then they ended up pulling the thing out 17-13.
Right.
Sam fumbles at the end of the game. And that was back when the Niners felt like they were allowed to rush the passer. They don't do that anymore. So.
I got to him and I also recovered it.
Look, 888-957-9570. Here's the other place that this kind of led me. So I think that when a team like this starts to get on the move, this is when all the little mottos and nicknames, right? The Misfits and why not us? And people will make T-shirts and hats and all of that. But it got me thinking, and you know this, I've always rejected Super Bowl or bust. I've always rejected that. But I think the longer I sit with this win against Philly and the Niners' current status in the Final Eight, I think I'm starting to at least understand a little bit better the Super Bowl or bust crowd. I don't think there are any rules where this is in ink based on your age. But I don't care how old you are, you can call our show anytime, but I really specifically want to dig in to those who haven't turned 40 yet. Because I think if you haven't turned 40 yet, Grandy, Lucas, this is why last week they got so upset at our bounce house party.
Yeah.
And the reason is if you haven't turned 40 yet, you largely feel like the Niners have never won a Super Bowl. And if you have turned 40, you're like, I at least remember Steve Young. And if you've turned 50, you sort of grew up in an age where the Niners just did this all the damn time.
Right, right.
It's a different emotional dynamic. And so that, like, that idea of maybe this is the season, even though it doesn't make sense, suddenly made me think of the 2010 San Francisco Giants. When the calendar flipped September that year, they were many, many games out of first place, well behind the Padres. And then the Padres completely collapsed. And then the Giants end up winning the division in the final weekend. And then off they go to the playoffs, NLCS. They're going up against a stacked Philadelphia roster. Cody Ross off of Roy Halladay. What the hell are you talking about? Then they end up in the World Series against the Rangers, and everyone's like, you're not allowed to beat Cliff Lee. Cliff Lee's never lost a playoff game in his life. He lost two against the Giants in that series. All kinds of magical stuff happened. Aubrey Huff was a good player and not a hated human being. Edgar Renteria ends up winning MVP. He's a scrap heap kind of a player. Juan Uribe. Yeah, they had Lincecum. They had Kane. I get that. But that was not the best team, and as a Giants fan, I never would have thought that's the team that's going to break the seal. That's the one who's going to give us our first ever championship. And Dibs, when it happened, I cried.
Yeah, you sure did.
I cried big tears. Big tears.
And you were 35, basically?
35 years old. And so it just made me, I don't know, like I'm maybe seeing this one suddenly through the lens of all of those 49er fans who've never gotten to do it before and thinking, you know what? Sometimes that first one is not the one that makes sense. I mean, even if you want to go back to the actual first one, in January of 1982.
Yeah.
I know they were a tiny favorite, but that was not supposed to be a Super Bowl team.
Of course not. Even though you crushed them in the regular season and you promptly, they turned the ball over, I think, five times in that game.
Against the Cowboys.
And Cowboys, that thing was a mess both ways, and it took a miraculous, iconic play to even win that game. And then you had to gut it out against Cincinnati to get the first one. So this feels a little bit like the 2022 Warriors, where you know you didn't think that they were going to do that, and they went on and got it done. But Niner-wise, I was just checking this to make sure I had it right. But in 2021, the year after Jimmy came back, he was hurt. He came back. You were 6-6 in that season. You wound up 10-7 with the OT win over the Rams just to make it in. Road underdog at Dallas, you win. Road underdog at Green Bay, you win. Hufanga. And then you went to L.A. and you were a Jacquez, a Tart, INT away from, you know, away from stealing that one and going to the bowl.
So you thought you had it. Yeah.
This one feels a little bit more like that, where they wound up 10-7. You barely got in. Now, this team didn't barely get in, but you lost your last game of the year. That team had to win 4 of 5, including 2 in overtime, to get to 10-7, to get to the offs, and then road upset. And that's what this team's trying to do.
Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. Also sponsored by Kalshi. Trade on anything. It is a Warrior Wednesday from the perspective of Steve Kerr will join us in 2.5 hours. Outside of that, it's not. Outside of that, we're talking 49er football. And if this week suddenly feels a little bit different to you than last week did, you're also a round closer, though still far away from the idea of a Super Bowl. But that's kind of the thing, man. Your first sometimes sneaks up on you. And I think there's a whole generation of 49er fans who are coming at it from that perspective. You've never seen one before. Would love specifically. Well, yes, we want to hear from all of you. But if you haven't turned 40 and you sort of feel like the Niners only lose when they get to the end, like this one for the moment is for you. 888-957-9570. Let's talk it out. You're definitely going to want to hear what Robert Saleh said about facing the same team twice in 3 weeks. We'll have that for you coming up next. Willard and Dibs.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Just want to read something to you.
Okay.
quote, "We're taking it day by day. I think they said last week they weren't going to open my window. And then my window is now open. So yeah, we're just taking it day by day." End quote.
Love it.
Bet I don't even need to say who said that.
Fred Warner?
That would be Fred Warner.
Yeah. Look good. Look good when I saw the video yesterday of him backpedaling and cutting and catching soft toss balls thrown right at him. He looks like he might be able to give it a go.
I mean,
what an emotional lift that would be.
I know that, like, earlier this year, remember Ricky Pearsall kept running at practice and then they wouldn't play him. And then Kyle did that whole, like, no, there's like speed markers and things sure. that you need to hit to show that you're actually ready for NFL speed. So I don't
love the comp.
What's that?
I don't love the comparison to Ricky Pearsall. Fred Warner played the entire year last year basically on a fractured ankle.
I actually am not comparing him to Ricky right. Pearsall. I'm simply mentioning that they're like, just because someone can run and they show a video of it, I think it goes. But again, like, yeah, why would I? I'm not raining on this parade.
No. And, you know, Dre Greenlaw fought his way all the way back to be able to play in the Super Bowl, and you know, it ended badly, but the guy was, you know, able to fight his way back. And, you know, we always talk about the vibes of this team and the emotions and, you know, what they've been as a group. If Fred Warner's able to go out there and run on the field 54 and give it a go, imagine what that would do to the guys in the locker room, let alone us as fans. We would lose our minds, but the team, if 54 was able to give it a go, that'd be huge, even if it turned out to be like Willis Reed, and we all talk about the Willis Reed game.
Yeah.
Willis Reed scored, I think, 4 points in that game.
He didn't play that many minutes.
Right. But
the emotional
Willis
lift.
Reed game,
well,
yeah.
Here, how about, do you want to hear from a teammate who talked about just that? Here's Trent Williams.
For me personally, you know, I just think the fact that Fred is even has a jersey on less than 100 days after what happened to him, that's just uplift the team. That's motivation, you know. Having him near, just having his face in this locker room, it's motivation. It helps everybody, you know. So, yeah, I think getting him in the wake of losing Kittle, does it make the loss any easier? No. But I do think that it does give us a little bit of boost of energy just seeing his face.
I think so. That's exactly what you just said.
Yeah.
That's it. And then here's Fred himself.
Being back, having the practice jersey on again, being back out there today with the helmet on and running around with the guys, I'm sure it'll be great. But off time to reminisce on all that after it's all over. My only goal right now is to have the best day of the day to have a chance to be in Seattle.
Okay, focused on Seattle. Here's Robert Saleh.
I'm just pure energy. Fred's the ultimate energy giver, and so just having him out there is awesome. And so we, you know, yesterday was a little bit more tempo down, but today, obviously with higher tempo, it'll be fun to get him out there, see him running around.
How about another teammate, just other side of the ball? I think his name is Brock Purdy.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. Obviously, you know, Fred he's different from anybody else in terms of, you know, he can be labeled as having a, you know, season-ending injury and then all of a sudden just go hard on the rehab and get right just in case there is an opportunity. And so here we are. And it's pretty cool because he's done every little thing right. Just being around the locker room and stuff and being around in the weight room at practice, it's just cool because you can feel him in his presence and guys are like, man, like 54 is right there around the corner. And obviously we do our job, handle our business, then we can get him back, which would be really cool. And guys feed off that. He's the captain here, man. He's the guy that we all follow. So, and he set the standard of, you know, really how we play here. So to get him back would be, you know, really, really cool.
So Purdy kind of takes Kyle's line
right.
of like, we got to go win a game so that we could get him back out there. And what I've noticed throughout, hell, all the years of watching sports, but particularly if you want to dig into the injury thing with the Niners this year, they usually don't get very definitive. They'll give you a clue, but it's rare that they'll get definitive, especially on a Wednesday, about somebody's availability. The Niners have not ruled anything out, but a couple of them have openly talked about how this is not the week, and I just wonder if they're playing possum a little bit. I wonder if they're just like, no, we're completely, no chance we're going to overpromise and underdeliver. But is there a chance that they are under-promising in the hopes of over-delivering? Like, do you think Fred's actually got a shot?
Absolutely.
To play this week?
Absolutely. But as I was mentioning to Grandy,
that's a game changer.
I was mentioning to Grandy yesterday, one thing you have to keep in mind is what it does to your special teams, because Fred doesn't play special teams, so if you elevate him, somebody comes off the active roster who probably is a special teamer who you might need, because your special teams weren't great without Gifford last weekend, and hopefully he's able to come back. So it's more than just, Fred, can you give us 30 snaps? Well, if he's going to come back and play, you want him to be Fred, which is you play every down. You don't come off on the sub packages. You play in the nickel. You play in the dime. You want to at least have him be in a spot where he could potentially play all the downs.
I hear you. I don't know how realistic it is after that time away to come back and be an every down player. But as a lot of these guys are saying, like, this is a different cat, man. The fact that he's even out of practice right now is bananas. So, like, I don't know. But usually when guys come back from injuries like this, they get eased back in to a certain degree.
Tough to ease, though, in the divisional round, you know?
That's my thing.
Yeah, week 9, you can ease it up. But, like, right now, it's if you're going to take one of the 46 game day spots, we need you to be somebody who can be at least close to what you normally are.
Let's take some calls. 888-957-9570. Are you one of those, and I'm going to say this with all the love, is it an odd bird situation where you suddenly now think this week they got a better shot to move on than last week? I get it. They legitimized themselves last week. Now they're officially, like, when you win one playoff game, people will already be like, you're on a run. It's like a streak, even though you've only won one time. But it legitimized them. I think that people look at this and go, I'd almost rather be the team in this matchup that lost last time, because you're the team that gets to adjust. The other team's like, let's go do the exact same thing. It worked last time. Maybe it won't work this time. Football doesn't usually work that way. I don't know. Maybe we're just trying to convince ourselves there's a chance. I don't know.
Well, there's definitely a chance, but...
Well, yeah, they're in the game.
And we'd talk to Greg Cosell later today and talk about what he sees on the film, but, you know, you beat Seattle once, they beat you, and the way they beat you last time is, you know, pretty authoritative, in my opinion.
Yep,
and
it was.
Now you're down George Kittle, so you're allowed to go up there and win, as you like to say, but it's a tall order, and as I was saying yesterday to Grandy, you got to play a clean game, cleaner than you played against Philadelphia, even, and that was pretty clean, other than the two Purdy picks.
Let's go to Fred in Richmond to lead us off. Hi, Fred. Thank you for calling Willard and Dibs.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, what's up, Fred?
Man, I'm just stoked for this Saturday, man. I am a Niners fan since 83, and that was when I was born. It's a family tradition. I actually seen our last Super Bowl, Steve Young, the 94-95 season. If I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure I'm saying it right.
Yep,
but
you got it.
Yeah, I know the Kittle injury is devastating, but, you know, I believe in Tungens, and I think Shanahan offense is going to show something different this week. That last game of the season, I felt like Shanahan didn't have the offense prepared, because that defense – it's a divisional type of game. You know, we see them two times a year. I don't think Shanahan really had his coaching, like his coaching ability, like his that skill, that scheme. I feel like he's going to really scheme it up this Saturday. And if we throw the first punch, Seattle will be in trouble, because I don't believe in Sam Darnold at all. I'm sorry. Even when he was a 49er, I didn't believe in him. And I know that's bad to say, but Sam Darnold, he sees ghosts. Oh, my God. But thanks for having me on, y'all. I'm telling you, we will be back on here on Monday. Happy as hell. Thanks for having me on, y'all.
Call us again, Fred.
Thank you very much. Monday. Yeah, love it, Fred.
Well, listen, there are a couple things that are inherently different in this football game that I don't know if we've totally acknowledged yet, and this is completely separate from Fred Warner. I know people go, ooh, they dominated you there, and now they're at home, and now they're rested, and now they're this, and now they're that. These are all true things. Also true is that Trent Williams will play in this game, and Trent Williams did not play in the last game. Kyle Shanahan called this a different team when Trent plays, and I think that's true. Ricky Pearsall might play. Will that help the separation? I don't know. To me, Job number one, though, is totally focused on Trent. Job number one for the 49ers for this game to not look like the one 2 weeks ago is Brock needs time. That offensive line has got to block better this game. And I think you don't need to be smart to know they got a better chance to do that with Trent Williams than they did without.
Certainly, but they have a tougher time of it when you don't have George Kittle, who also times is in on pass protection. And one thing I was thinking about is not having George Kittle makes it a little bit more of a telegraphed offense. When you have Tonjes on the field, you're more likely to pass the ball because he's a better pass catcher. When you have Farrell out there, you're thinking it's more likely going to be a run play. And so Juszczyk is going to be key in this game as kind of Kittle light, where you're going to line him up a lot more, I think, on the line of scrimmage or in his little wing position where he halfway faces the quarterback, and he won't just be a primary lead blocker as he wasn't against Philly. He became Kittle light in that fourth quarter. He was out there catching a bunch of passes. So Shanahan, the genius, is going to have to really dig deep in his bag of tricks and figure out ways to keep Seattle's defense off balance.
I also loved, and was it Baldy yesterday? Somebody came on with the guys in the morning and said, look, everybody gets into the defensive schemes and everybody gets into one-on-one matchups. If you can just, and maybe it was Schlereth with you guys. Was it Stink who was talking about tackling?
Yep.
Just tackle. If you just tackle, you got a good chance to at least keep a game close. And my mind keeps going to that game against Seattle. It's what Shanahan and Saleh kept screaming about. Tackle.
They only missed 17, Mark.
That's not schematic. That's functional. And that's fixable.
Not five, not six, not seven.
And in that Seattle game, you were trotting out your young, albeit faster and maybe more talented linebackers, D. Winters, Tatum, Bethune. But they missed a lot of tackles. And now you're putting in more veteran guys.
The law firm.
Yeah, you're putting in Kendricks and Wallow. And they've got more reps underneath. And they played really well. And guess what? What did they do well on Sunday?
They tackled.
They tackled.
And the secondary did as well. And even when Kendricks and Wallow didn't finish it off, you had Mustafa rallying up. You had Lenore, who made a couple of tackles. Siegel off the scrap heap.
He's probably going to be in there this week.
Right. So it's a lot more than just, you know, having fast linebackers. You do have to tackle, and Seattle was an amazing tackling team in that Week 18 game.
Tremendous.
Every time you would have a play that, you know, George Kittle out in space, minus 6 yards, because they would just roll up and put him on the ground. So those are things that are repeatable. Seattle's defense is really good at all three levels, and they're healthy, they've been together, and they have a great scheme. So you're going to have to find ways to not hope they make mistakes. You're going to have to find ways to just beat them.
All right, if you haven't turned 40 yet, and by the way, again, if you have, Dibs 57, I'm going to turn 51 next week. Like, we remember the 80s really well. And I got to admit, in a way, even though that's been forever, in a way, it softens this whole experience of, what is this now, 3 Super Bowls and 3 NFC Championship games since then that are just loaded with what-ifs and near misses. Michael Crabtree, he was held, 10-point lead, Kansas City, Mahomes, overtime, who knew the rules, Brock Purdy's arm, Jaquaski Tart, all of this crap. I get it. It softens that stuff a little bit when you've experienced it before, and I say kind of air quotes, I guess, as an adult. I think when they won it in 95, I was barely an adult. I had just turned 20. But like it does, it softens it a little bit. Our Warriors and Giants, like, thirst is not the same. It just isn't right now. We've seen it all over the last 15 years.
Yeah.
Tons of rings.
Well, even I'm thinking about, you know, Grandy and Lucas, late 20s and early 30s. You're right. Like, in their lifetime, 3 Giants and 4 Warriors. So the one thing missing is the Niners. And, you know, they've been close, and they've been knocking on the door. And
too close.
We talked yesterday, Grandy and I, he wasn't even at bun in the oven status last time they won it. He was negative like a year and a half, so he couldn't even claim like a fetal spectator.
No, but they were probably talking about you. I would think they were sitting down like, you know, should we be doing, I'm trying to have a baby?
Tell you
like,
what,
they were probably talking about you.
Let's wait for the Niners to win another Lombardi before we really hunker down here.
Can we do it backwards? Can we do the math? Were you a result of the championship? Were they celebrating?
No.
Okay.
I was born almost a year and a half after the last.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Unless they celebrated that parade for about 8 months.
Uncomfortable. Guys.
What did the Giants do that year? All right.
Let's move on.
Let's go to Joe in the Valley. Hi, Joe. What are you doing?
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's up?
So I just want to talk about, I was born in 88, so I was 6 when the 94 happened, so I wasn't even paying attention to football. I didn't start getting football until about like 98, and I had my poster on the wall with Young and Rice and T.O. and J.J. Stokes and Garrison Hurst and the Steve Mariucci, and that's when I really started getting in, and it's been nothing but disappointment. When Harbaugh came in, I actually got excited and was actually getting the thoughts that maybe we could actually do this. And then it's just been heartbreak and heartbreak and more heartbreak. I am a big Giants fan, big Warriors fan. I was so excited when they won, but I bleed red and gold, and I've yet to even experience any kind of celebration of a Super Bowl win.
So that I guess what I'm kind of after in this whole thing is, and I don't even know how any human being can answer this, because you're either on the side where you remember Super Bowls or you're not. But what I'm after is how does a playoff run sort of feel different to the fans who've never experienced that final game win before versus those who do? You know what I mean? And maybe that, like, again, the epiphany for me is, even in previous conversations we've had about it, whether it's Super Bowl or bust or house money or whatever it is, like, is that just a product of, in this particular case, you're largely listening to the morning show's a little bit different, but you're listening to people who've seen this before. So, like, how intense is a playoff run for you, Joe, as someone who is 37 and never really seen it?
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent,
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, that's a great question. So I think I'm just expecting failure, honestly.
Wow.
I don't have any kind of, so it's easier for me when a loss happens because it's okay. I don't know what it feels like to win a Super Bowl. So my expectations are not that high. And what's interesting about this year is, and you noted it earlier, this feels oddly like 2010 with the Giants. I just wasn't expecting it.
Yep.
My expectations aren't high where we're the number one seed. We're favored in every single game. So, and like you said, it is house money. This is something where we could actually go in, and if we win, it would be just like the 2010 World Series Giants for sure.
Joe, thanks, man.
He kind of echoes what I get from Grandy about, like, it's almost the default that this is going to end like they all end. It's going to end like it did in the Harbaugh Bowl. It's going to end like it did in Philly, like it did against Kansas City twice, Kwaski Tart. It's like people who haven't experienced it, maybe it's you protecting your feelings and you don't want to be vulnerable, but you're used to it ending a certain way, and that certain way is losing in the Super Bowl or in the conference championship game.
I wonder if that's not just like how a lot of fans think, no matter if you've experienced it before or not. In other words, like that's, I think there are maybe two kinds of fans. You know, there are those who are like, I'm going to run through a wall and paint my face and we're going to win Bang Bang Niner Gang, no matter what. And then there's others that are always protecting their feelings. I can remember doing that. So the Giants win in 2010, right? I'll never forget the conversation I had with my dad in 2012 when the Giants fell down 2-0 against Cincinnati in the first round. There was no way in hell they were coming back from that. And I remember where I was. I was sitting in my car in front of the house, and I'm having a conversation with him, and I'm just like, Dad, they were not good enough this year. They were never going to win the World Series this year. And it's okay. It's okay because we just did this 23 months ago. And I've seen it. I've seen it as an adult. And the Giants won. And so, like, this is awesome that they made it back to the playoffs. But they weren't going to win the whole thing. And I was already poo-pooing it. And then Hunter Pence gave a speech, and they, boom, off they went. They win that series. They go down 3-1 to St. Louis. Boom, they win that series. They never lose again. So some of us just protect ourselves all the time with, this is going to end badly.
Right, but I think in this case where it's always ended badly, and a loss to Baltimore, 2 to Kansas City, 1 in Philly, 1 against the Rams, your own history, your own muscle memory is it ends badly. For me being older, you being a little bit older, having gone through the fact that it doesn't always end badly, I don't default to that. And I look at where they are right now, and I think about the potential 3-game run that they'd have to go on from here. This one, for me, far and away, the toughest. If you go to LA or you go to Chicago next, not as tough. And then you have a home game in the bowl, not as tough. This one, to me,
I agree
is
with that.
Far and away the most difficult one. So right now I'm not ready to say, hey, you know, it's possible, this and that. I will say this. If they do win the whole thing, I have a possible conflict with when the parade will be. And I had that discussion with the boss.
Really?
My daughter,
when
who's
will
three,
the parade be?
We don't know, but my daughter who's three has her first school performance. And so I've asked for that day off, and he hit me with, you know, if they win the whole thing, the parade might be that day, February 12th. It'd be either the 11th or the 12th.
Would it be? So yeah,
you'll be in jury duty, so you'll miss the whole thing.
No, that case is good. Dude, I'll just skip out if
I'm only making the point because
the Super Bowl is February 8th. Is that
so,
right?
Yeah, the parade would be that Wednesday or Thursday, or maybe the Tuesday.
You're probably right.
But
you're
the point right. is, the fact that that came up in conversation tells you that, I mean, they're one of eight teams left.
Yeah.
So I'm not ready to cancel my plans, but if they win on Saturday, I may have to have that conversation with the wife about, you may have to video the, performance at the Lesher Center. Because I'm not missing the parade.
Ooh, that's going to be tough for you.
Oh, brutal.
That's going to be
that's
tough.
That's why I'm not even going to mention it on the radio.
Yeah, don't do that.
My point is, like, you get through this one on Saturday and against a rested team, then now we may have a conversation. I mean, I still won't mention it until they get all the way to the dance.
Yeah. But, I mean, that is, but what I mean, that is kind of how 2010 felt. I mean, September 1st rolled around, and it was like unthinkable. And then, of course, then they make the playoffs, and then Ash Khan does Don't Stop Believing.
Ash Khan.
Right. Does Don't Stop Believing. So that is how it felt, and sometimes it does sneak up on you. So anyway, all right, a lot of people want to weigh in. Let's keep going with your calls, and Greg Cosell is in 20 minutes exactly. So his breakdown is going to be huge. And really welcomed. How can the Niners do this when they didn't do it 2 weeks ago? That's in 20 minutes. But as many of your calls as possible, coming up next, 888-957-9570. That is the number. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good, Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.